You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Oh, this is a very happy day. Very, very happy day. Some of you are already on your way to the airport. Some of you have already eaten turkey and are completely stuffed. Some of you are just sitting back and listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show, which is really what you should be doing anyway. So I'm pretty proud of you guys. A lot to talk about on today's show, but before we even get into any of the medical news, this is usually the segment where I like to prepare you for what to do with all the bugs and germs on the plane or in the lines or while you're going Christmas shopping, things like that. Okay. So, you know, if we start with, you know, when you're going on an airplane, many of you are a little nervous about flying because you think you're going to be sitting next to somebody who has the flu. All right. Now, if I look back, USA Today had reported that they looked at passengers in 2009 who were infected with the H1N1 flu strain, the swine flu. Australian researchers found that when 2% of the passengers had the disease during the flight, 5% of additional passengers came down with the same strain of flu within a week after landing. Now, look at that as the glass is half full. Only 5%. Not, oh my gosh, 5% more people got sick. Only 5%. Not to mention, maybe when they got off the plane, they, you know, ran into mother-in-law and she gave them swine flu. Who knows? So 95% of people in this one particular study did not get sick. Now, why is that? How come you don't get sick sitting next to somebody on a plane? There's a few tricks, and you got to follow these tricks, okay? Now, one trick I like to do is I like to wear a mask. I have all these, you know, masks, surgical masks. And so if I don't want anybody sitting next to me, I'll wear the mask because they'll think I have some sort of a communicable disease. So that's how I make sure the seat next to me is empty. But the seat next to you is not really the seat that you need to worry about. It's the people behind you and the people in front of you that are coughing. Now, there are HEPA filters on these planes. People always worry about the recirculated air on the airplane, but the HEPA filter usually takes out 99% of all the bugs, viruses, and bacteria. And it's when the plane isn't in the air is a little bit more of a dangerous time. That's when people are coming and going, etc. So you'd think that, okay, well, if you're up in the air with the circulated air, you're more in trouble. No. Now, I've told you guys, you know, in the best way to not get sick is to be healthy before you even begin. So make sure, you know, you're getting good sleep, you're eating well-balanced meals, you're hydrated. Don't get back on the plane after a hangover fest, you know, bachelor party, because most likely the people coming back after partying hard are going to be more vulnerable and more likely to get sick. They're dehydrated, they're malnourished because they drank a lot and they didn't sleep. But before you get on the plane, if you can make sure you're healthy before you get on the plane, you're going to probably withstand the bugs and the germs a little bit easier. We always recommend to bring those antimicrobial wipes. Wipe things down. Wipe down the tray table. If you play with the knobs for the music, wipe those down. You know the flight attendants don't sit there and wipe everything down. All right. I mean, they have to turn these planes over. It's holiday season. They got to rock and roll. So they're not going to sit there and go, okay, let me wake up this. Oh, wait, let me get that little dial. Just go around and around and around. They're not going to do that. They're also not going to go deep in those pockets that are in front of you, those side pockets, and really clean it out good. So you decide to grab a sandwich on the plane, and these sandwiches are $9.75 on average. Are you noticing that in the airport? Now that you can't bring your own food, you buy something there, and it's almost a $10 sandwich. Are you kidding me? Anyway, so you want to save it for the five-hour flight. So you buy it before you embark, and of course by then it's going to be cold. But you take a little sniff, you take a look, you examine it, you stick it in the pocket in front of you, and the wrapper opens up. That's disgusting. Don't eat it then. Make sure your food is wrapped up nice and tight. They say your armrests are not as bad as the seat cushions. You know, and I know it's hard to use antimicrobial wipes on cloth, but do it anyway. Those antimicrobial wipes, they help. Why not? Remember to take your air current, the fan, blow it in front of the face. Not blow it on your face, blow it in front of your face. So when somebody coughs and the germs come, if the air is in front of your face, it'll hopefully blow it out. Make sure, though, your kids sitting next to you have the air in front of their face also, otherwise you're blowing their germs into the kids' germs. Many of you will forget to pack your medicines or pack enough of it. What I always tell people to do is you want to take your medicines on your carry-on luggage because people always lose luggage, but split some, maybe have that extra prescription, we've talked about this, in your suitcase. So if something happens or you spill, you're not stuck. You have a second bottle on standby. Apparently there's a study that came out saying a lot of these x-ray scanners are hurting people's insulin pumps and messing with some of their medicine venues, their some of the contraptions that people use for their medications, that these x-rays can actually kind of mess these things up. And for those of you that need an insulin pump to be accurate, these x-ray scanners may be screwing that up. So make sure, again, don't overdo it with the alcohol. With jet lag, sometimes we recommend melatonin, but again, talk to your doctor first. I want to make sure it doesn't mix with anything. And, ears. People always ask me, what do I do about the ear pain? Well, learn how to clear your ears, okay? I always kind of recommend, as long as you don't have TMJ, some sugarless gum. Chewing gum always kind of helps with the ears. And some of you may actually need to be on a decongestant if your doctor allows it. Or a week before the trip, I'll sometimes put people on Nasonex, a steroid spray. It sounds like I need one now, where you spray it in the nose. The steroid gets back behind the ear, and it helps with the eustachian tube dysfunction that you could get on a plane. So if you're the type of person that always hurts with your ears, I'd recommend that. Now, when we come back from break, I have the very famous how to make a turkey bit that we're going to play for you. This is how Dr. Dahlia makes a turkey. Extremely important, extremely healthy, and it gives you guys good cookie tips. One more thing, oxygen. Do not forget, you need doctor's notes. Sometimes for some of your medications, some of your syringes, your oxygen, please make sure you have those ready. Find out from the airline what they need. All right, guys, don't go away. How to make a turkey coming right up.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Here, one of my patients, actually he's a new patient to me, he's been a fan of the show, comes in and, you know, he says, Dahlia, I got to give you some advice. You need to be more like Rachel Ray. And I go, what? Rachel Ray, doesn't she have a cooking show? Yeah. All right. I've never seen Rachel Ray. I mean, I know she has a cooking show and I know it's pretty successful, but I don't know how that's relevant to my show. I'm a doctor. I answer people's medical questions. I give people the medical news. So, you know, I looked up Rachel Ray's ratings. That's kind of hard to say, Rachel Ray's ratings. That's a tongue twister. And he's right. She is beating me ever so slightly in the ratings. I mean, we're talking an Olympic second. But, yes, Rachel Ray is ahead of me in the ratings. And I'm just too competitive to let this go. So I guess today on the Dr. Dahlia Show, I will cook something. Now, I don't really know what to cook. What I'll do is I can prepare a turkey. I'm not a very good cook, and my husband could vouch for that. So I'm going to get our pot here, and I will explain to everybody how to do a turkey Dr. Dahlia style. I could do this. Okay, so first get a, we got a pan, and I first need to sterilize the pan. So we're going to sterilize it here. Just kind of sterilize it because I don't want any bacteria on my turkey. Now, true, the turkey's probably laden with salmonella already, but at least I'm not adding insult to injury by putting the salmonella-infested turkey on a pan. We got that. Now lay the turkey supine into the pot, okay? Now, is everybody's turkey supining? You need to supine. Okay, the turkey supine. Now, the first thing I notice with a turkey, and it's not because I do a lot of gynecological exams, is the legs are just out there wide open, right? I mean, it's just lying out there wide open. I mean, this turkey must have been a hoochie mama also when she was younger. Now, the reason why I believe the grocery store people, I don't know what you'd call them, that give you the raw turkeys, have the turkey that way instead of the turkey coming to you with its legs crossed and a little bit more appropriate, you know, for a family house and a family environment, is because they want you to notice that there's stuff in the turkey. So you guys see that? Inside the turkey, there looks like some white bag in there, and then it looks like some of its organs. This is actually my favorite part, taking out the organs. You know, there's liver, and there's, you know, it's kind of disgusting here. You got the liver, and it looks like an esophagus. So some bone, kidneys. So you take all that out. I really don't know what this little bag is for. Maybe for stuffing. I can't do stuffing, people. I'm sorry. I can't do stuffing. Dr. Dahlia doesn't know how to cook, so we're going to make this easy. So what we're going to now do is instead, let's just stuff it with some gauze. It obviously is dripping blood all over the place because of its circulatory system. So we're just going to kind of open up here some gauze and stuff the turkey with some gauze. Why not? Now, what I have here is, as you notice, once you start taking out all the entrails of the turkey, the legs are starting to close up. Now it's getting shy. Yeah, too late. So it's hard to stuff the turkey. So I have here a vaginal speculum, and we will insert it. Just let's try and insert this into the turkey here, and then we could stuff the gauze. Just keep stuffing it until it's packed. Okay, great. Okay, the turkey stuffed. Now what we're going to do is obviously we're looking at a very raw epidermis. So what I like to do to add my turkey is I like to add a little Chardonnay. Okay, so we've got some Chardonnay here. Just kind of pour. Oh, I just spilled Chardonnay all over the place. Let me just take a sip of that. Okay, so we got some Chardonnay. The epidermis and the dermis needs to soak up the flavor. So we're going to syringe some onion soup. I like to put French onion soup on my turkeys. Can we syringe some here? Jim, are you helping me? Yeah, very good. Was that gas or a syringe? Okay. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Sorry, my fiber's kicking in. Okay, so we got some. And then here, let's pour a little bit of, what am I pouring on? What is this stuff? It's wet. Oh, it's more alcohol. I put more alcohol on there. All right. Then another thing we also want to do is we want to brown it. And I like to brown my epidermis of my turkey with some butter. I don't really have a butter brush, but I have a little Cyto brush from my pap smear kit. You guys see? So we're going to Cyto brush. Good. Are you Cyto brushing? So now we got some butter on the turkey. I think we're almost done. Add some seasonings. These are, what am I putting? I'm putting on sprinkles and M&Ms. Okay. So we got some seasonings there. And then thermometer. I don't really have a thermometer. So I have a rectal thermometer. So let's just stick the rectal thermometer into the, no, not into the rectum. Put the rectal thermometer just kind of in the side of the skin there. I think we're done. I think this is ready to cook. Oh, it broke. Okay, the rectal thermometer broke. That's just mercury. Put another one in. I have plenty in my house. I even carry them in my purse. You just never know. Great. Okay, it's ready. I think it's ready. We're going to cook it. What do you think, Jim? Does it look good?
I think it looks absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
I like watching you do it, too.
Thank you. Very yummy. What I really like is I got wine all over Heidi Harris's studio here. So we're going to have to drink that a little bit later. All right, and I guess that's how you prepare a turkey on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, once you cook it, I don't really know how to work my oven. My oven hasn't been worked in 5 years. I've been in my house for 5 years. But I sure as hell know how to autoclave. And honestly, people, it's not that we want our food cooked. We want them sterilized because we don't want to have the bacteria. So just shove the turkey in an autoclave. Now, for every piece of surgical equipment, I think we autoclave 20 minutes. So each surgical equipment weighs a half a pound. This looks like a 10-pound turkey. So I don't know. I can't do the math. Just autoclave it for about 8 hours. When you pull it out, I have a nice scalpel here. We'll just kind of dissect it into some nice pieces. I usually like the femur part. And it's ready to eat. You see, now this is easy. This was cake. Just cake. So, hope you all enjoy.
All right.
Lord have mercy, I got wine all over the place. All right.
All right, that was the Dr. Dahlia Show. We did that a few years ago when I was working at KDON, KDWN, and we basically, with a vaginal speculum and gauze, was able to make a decent turkey. Now, my husband refuses to let me make the turkey he has for subsequent years, and I'm really a little upset because that cookie, that turkey we actually cooked, and it tasted good. I mean, again, the gauze was nice because you could wipe your teeth and your mouth after you ate. It was pretty yummy. All right, so I hope you all enjoyed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, you don't have to autoclave anything for 8 hours, by the way. That is a correction. You see how naive I was 3 years ago. All right, airport security x-rays may damage your diabetic devices. They say these full-body x-ray scanners and luggage x-rays could damage some insulin pumps and continuous glucose monitors. Now, it would be easier to just say if you're diabetic, don't travel, but I don't think they're allowed to do that. They recommend carrying a letter with details of all the medical supplies that someone with diabetes needs to carry on board with them. They recommend that if you do wear an insulin pump or a glucose monitor, like a continual glucose monitor, the letter specifically state from your doctor that these devices should not be subjected to x-rays, either from a full body scanner or the x-ray machine. Instead, these devices should be hand checked. This is according to Andrew Cornish and Dr. Chase from the University of Colorado, Denver. Dr. Tracy Breen agreed with this advice. Okay, now I'm agreeing with it. Why can't I be in the article? Dr. Dahlia agrees with the two. Nobody prints that. They say, I always recommend that people living with diabetes travel with a letter from their doctor stating they have a diagnosis of diabetes. Personally, I would like letters from all your doctors saying you get to get up and walk around a little bit. Because I am sick and tired of the flight attendants yelling at us when we get up out of our seat. The fasten seatbelt sign is lit. The fasten seatbelt sign is lit. Yeah, but I don't want to get a DVT. Let me get up. Or I have to go pee. I'm worried about the diabetic insulin devices, but that's easy. Just bring a letter. No big deal. Piece of cake. But, you know, they don't let you stand up. Now, I just flew Southwest from New Orleans, and the ladies were nice. All right? I mean, we lucked out. But there was another flight I had a few months ago. Oh, my gosh, she was so mean to me. And I don't want to get a DVT. The other thing, too, is if you need a hemorrhoid pillow, that may be another thing that you could have your doctor ask you for. Because they may say, nothing on the seat. No, you know, pull your seat back to the upright position. I am upright. I'm just on a hemorrhoid pillow. You may need a doctor's note for that. Important stuff, people, it is. Because, again, prolonged sitting can hurt. Okay. So, so do we have to talk about that? No, you got your doctor's note. Everybody's good with that? Okay. I'm kind of watching this possible Walmart strike. Did you guys hear about this? I mean, we got Black Friday, we got shopping, and we have, this is the biggest shopping week, going to be the biggest shopping season, and I guess Walmart is, is it the unions that are threatening to strike? Did you guys hear about this? Apparently, the union-backed group, I'm seeing what the union-backed group is called, our Walmart, expects thousands of workers to participate in a protest planned this week. The employees will ask the country's largest employer to end what they call retaliation against speaking out for better pay, fair schedules, and affordable health care. Such retaliation can include shuffling around their shifts, cutting hours, and moving them around departments. Apparently, there are 1.3 million people that work for Walmart. You kidding me? Oh, then I guess we'll have to go to Target. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in this wonderful holiday season. I know I got to get my Christmas music up. I cannot wait. Don, remind me, I got to send you guys my Christmas bumpers because I want to definitely start next week with some Christmas music. I got to work on that. Big thanks to you all again for tuning in and for following us on Twitter and Facebook. Don't forget to find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and find us on Facebook. Go to the Dr. Dahlia Show on our Facebook page. So, you know, we were talking about, boy, have unions made a lot of news this week, you know, with the hostess and Twinkies issue, the Twinkies issue, the company's hostess, but we always call it the Twinkie company. By the way, they were in private mediation, the hostess company with their union workers, and from what I understood, they couldn't come to an agreement. And so I guess Hostess is going to be filing for bankruptcy and 18,500 jobs will be lost. I guess the employees were blaming Hostess for not changing the brand and going with the tide of things and trying to make them more healthy. Listen, there's not a lot of things we could count on in this world. Okay? All right? We could probably never expect to see peace in the Middle East. We could probably never expect a Democrat to not recommend raising taxes. And we could expect, you just can't expect a lot of things, but the one thing I could count on is if I need my comfort food, something rich and creamy filling and tasty that's going to get me into a good mood because my ratings slump, it would be a Hostess brand. I think their brand has been solid. Solid as a rock. Okay, it's been solid. And yeah, sometimes their Hostess things do, sometimes, you know, when you let them dry out, they feel like a rock. And maybe that should be their new theme song. Solid as a rock. Anyway, so I don't really understand what the workers are doing. I think unions feel empowered after this last election. And I think Hostess is saying to heck with it. I mean, I doubt they said to heck with it. They probably said something that rhymed with Donald Duck. But, I mean, that's how businesses are going to have to, I mean, you know, these business owners, they can only allow their backs to be broken so much. And hopefully somebody will buy out the company and the people that own the company will be fine and the workers are going to be going, wait a second, I thought whenever we strike, it works. No, whenever you strike, it doesn't work. Now, what's going on with this Walmart strike? From what I understand, Nancy Cleland is a spokeswoman for a federal agency that I guess, let me see, I'm trying to see if she's a part of the union. I apologize about this. Says there are 20 charges filed against Walmart stores by individual employees and our Walmart union alleging a number of illegal acts. Now, she's not saying what the specific charges or illegal acts allegedly Walmart has done. Our Walmart, which the company is called, which gets financial backing from other support from the UFCW, says that is specifically protesting against the company's retaliation against its employees and doesn't have specific demands tied to the Black Friday walkout. But then what the heck is this? There's no demands. No one's telling us what they're striking for. Apparently, though, last year, the group asked the Walmart retailer to pay workers a minimum wage of $13 an hour. And to make more full-time jobs available for its part-time employees who want them. Apparently, Walmart employees average $12.40 an hour, which is $5 above minimum wage, right? Isn't minimum wage $7.50 roughly? So they want $13 an hour and more full-time jobs as opposed to part-time jobs. Well, you all know why there's part-time jobs, because then they can hopefully avoid much of the Obamacare taxing. So I guess Jeff Landry, an employee of Sapalupa, Oklahoma, plans to join the protest. He works from 4 to 9 after attending school all day. When he was scheduled for a shift during class, he complained. He says his managers responded by cutting his hours from 40 to below 30 a week. This meant that Landry now is no longer eligible for health care because Walmart requires workers to work an average of 30 hours a week to get benefits. They're shocked by this. Okay, it wasn't kid because you had to be in class. It's because you're a student, and it's very difficult to come up with full-time hours when you're a student. Trust me, the reason why I worked an average of 2-3 jobs when I was a student is because nobody would give a student a full-time 40-hour-a-week job. I had to do it. Did I strike? No, I said thank you for my paycheck. I don't get it. I mean, are we out of the recession? Is everybody just rolling around in money such that they could easily say, well, to heck with this job, we're going to protest? I mean, honestly, I mean, $12.50 is not that bad considering you have so many people that I know that are unemployed. And I'm a little confused why then a company would use a union to begin with. What advantages do companies have using unions? I don't understand that because we're in the middle of a recession. All Walmart has to do is put up a sign saying now hiring and hire people. I don't get that. I know then they're called scabs, but I'm just failing to see the huge advantage of a big employer having a union because it sounds like every other month some union is striking and holding these guys by the cojones. Unless maybe that's what the employer likes. All right. Okay, not nice. Okay, so we were talking about now this was another very interesting case The Price is Right model. Did you guys hear about this? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Very interesting case. Brandy Cochran, 41 years old, just won $775,000 after she claims her producers fired her when she was pregnant. And now, from what I understand, years ago she had a miscarriage. And in order to sway the jury, they used a comment one of the producers told her. All right. Apparently, one of the producers had said that when you have a miscarriage, it's nature's way of getting rid of a bad baby. Now, this one line is what swayed the jurors to award her the $776,000 that she was suing for when they wouldn't rehire her. I guess she had left, had a baby. They already had five models, so they didn't hire her back. She sues because they wouldn't hire her back, from what I understand, and she wins. All right, so I guess, if you're an employer and you decide not to hire somebody back, you better hope that you didn't say anything deemed inappropriate years ago. Now, let me just warn any of you guys that are employers or coworkers. Okay, as a doctor, actually, many of us, not even as doctors, will explain to people who have lost a miscarriage that sometimes that happens because maybe the zygote, maybe it wasn't a baby. It was a zygote. Maybe it didn't have, it was two eggs to one sperm, two sperm to one eggs, or there were some genetic abnormalities. And sometimes a woman will expel or abort what we call it a spontaneous abortion when something like this happens. So in the doctor arena, we sit there and we intellectualize it and we explain it to them to kind of give them a picture that maybe this wasn't a baby that they lost. It was it was something that wasn't alive, let's say, or destined to be alive. And it sometimes helps the mothers cope rather than picturing this beautiful little baby in a carriage that she lost. Now, many other friends and family and coworkers have adopted that, saying, well, if you had a miscarriage, it's probably because nature didn't have that baby in the finest of condition and that there was something that was going to possibly cause it to die within its first few days, etc. And this is nature's way. I don't know if that's what the producer was trying to say, but him saying nature's way of getting rid of a bad baby was enough for them to lose a lawsuit. So my recommendation to you all is if you think you're saying something right and it's not, just don't say it. When a woman loses a baby, there's not a lot you could say. It's devastating. I can't tell you how many women in my family have suffered miscarriages. And yes, because I'm a doctor, that's what we do. We intellectualize it. We look at all the different possibilities, anencephaly, things like that. But friends and family, if they don't know where they're going with that, just say, I am so sorry for your loss. What can I do for you? But people try to make people feel better by saying that's nature's way. It may be, but that could be used against you in a lawsuit. But when we come back, I want to talk about, does an employer have a right to not rehire somebody if they have enough staff? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox, on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget, we are going to Alaska next summer. Don't forget to go to our website at drdahliashow.com to check out the Alaskan cruise, because we would love for you to come with us. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. So, you know, we're talking about this Price is Right model, who just won a lawsuit for $775,000 and is now going to go on for punitive damages for $8 million. Because the Price is Right model, now 41, claims she was not rehired because of her pregnancy, that the producers were very cruel to her and treated her cruelly. So for wrongful termination and cruel treatment, she was able to win $775,000 and now go for $8 million in punitive damages. Now, you could look at this case a variety of ways. Her claim, because, you know, we're looking at this going, what? What did they do? Okay. Apparently, her side is claiming they were so cruel to her, there was so much stress that she lost the baby because of that. Then when she lost the baby because of them, all they could say is nature's way of getting rid of a bad baby. Then she got pregnant again, took time off to have the baby. When she wanted to come back, Price is Right already had 5 models. And they said, we don't need another one right now. And from what I understand, I'm not too sure about her contract, if she was supposed to be able to return to work after a year or 2 years, or is it only a 3-week maternity leave? I'm not sure. But from what I understand, Price is Right didn't need her by the time she wanted to come back. And it sounds like she was gone for a while. Now, was she, you know, treated cruelly? Is it really stressful on the set? Could stress cause a miscarriage? I mean, it can. You have a good attorney, and it looks like she does. They could actually make a case that the stress in any sort of environment could cause a miscarriage. And that somebody tried to console her by saying, and again, not the best choice of words, people, by, you know, you losing a baby, this may be nature, you know, protecting you from, you know, having a child that wouldn't have existed or something of that nature. You know, maybe he wasn't trying to console her. Maybe he was saying, ha ha, you lost a baby, you had a bad baby. I don't know how the attorney presented this, but from whatever he did, he presented it to the point that the jury thought, absolutely, she not only wins the $775,000, but now can move forward for $8 million in punitive damages. Now, from what I understand, the reason why this case is going to be appealed is the judge did not allow a piece of evidence. And the judge did not allow a piece of evidence where the Price is Right has had at least 40% of their models pregnant at one time. So we're talking about 40%, what's that, 2 out of 5? 2 out of 5 of their models that they have employed and kept employed had gone through pregnancies. So why wouldn't the judge allow that piece of information? You see, this is just another example where the legislative system and the judicial system is not very fair. Why would that piece of evidence not be allowed? So, of course, a prosecuting attorney could make it sound like that these guys were ridiculing her. Another thing they said that happened is when she was pregnant, she had walked by one of the producers. And he said, wide load coming through. Now, she used that phrase as a term of cruelty. And she said, like, he was making fun of her. Now, again, I don't know. Maybe these producers are complete jerks. Maybe these guys were going, ha ha, you had a miscarriage, or oh my gosh, you're so fat. I mean, I've been pregnant before. I've worked in multiple arenas. I can't tell you how many times we call pregnant people wide load. We say it all the time. Now, I'm not saying this because I want to defend Price is Right. I'm saying this because I want you as an employer to protect yourself. All right? A very, very common joke that people use, which I don't think is the most timely or appropriate, because I did not like being called wide load when I was pregnant, but it happened. People go, all right, dude, wide load coming. And I mean, I didn't mind the wide load as much as I minded the silent, oh, I've got to get the hell out of the way type of thing. I could not stand walking down a hall and seeing people jump all the way to the right to get out of my way. That made me feel like, gosh, I must be big. But I'm not going to sue them. All right. So here's the thing. I don't know where this is going to go. And maybe she's in the right. Maybe these guys were really making fun of her. Maybe they stressed her so much she lost the baby. But I'm having a difficult time believing that, because going through my pregnancies and taking care of pregnant patients and working in multiple venues, you are always joking around with the pregnant person. We were playing a softball game. And one of the pregnant students ran and slid. I mean, she's pregnant, for crying out. She slid into the home base. She was out. And what did we say? two outs. You know, right? Because she had a fetus. Now, we say things all the time, but we never realize that years later we're going to get sued for them. So, you know, my concern, though, about this is if you have somebody that takes a certain amount of leave, do you have to give them the job back? Do you have to? And if that's the case, then maybe your contracts in the future with workers should be, look, if you ever take a significant amount of time off, your rehire will depend on company demand. Meaning if they had to, you know, because I always wondered, what happens to the person that got hired to fill in for you? And then they're there for another 6 months and another year. Is it fair to fire them because they've been there a year or two and now you want to come back? The other thing, too, is you know, if this is a company that does allow pregnant models to be on TV, how are they anti-pregnant women? And taking that one step further, if you are a company that needs beautiful models, are you not allowed to remove somebody from the public eye if they don't have a look that helps your brand? Like, for example, I mean, you know, if you are a, let's say, I mean, here's an example. A lot of gyms, they'll hire very good-looking, buff people in front. Okay? I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example. I mean, if does Price is Right have to, by law, have pregnant women as their models? Or do they have to, if you do become pregnant, do they have to give you a job somewhere else in the somewhere else in the company? I mean, will a company always get sued if somebody who's pregnant? I mean, from what I understand, you're allowed to fire someone who's pregnant if they're doing a bad job. You can't fire a person because they're pregnant. That's, you get that fine line? So if you have a pregnant person that's cussing at people, that's not doing their job well, that you're afraid is going to trip on the stairs, they're kind of clumsy, and they're supposed to be a model, technically, from what I understand, the law protects you. You could fire that person because they obviously can't do their job. Right? If they're losing balance, or they're an acrobat, or they're a contortionist, what have you. But you can't fire a person because they just got pregnant. You can't do that. So if that's what they can prove, then they got these guys. But if the person leaves for an extended period of time and they already hired people and they have enough people, is that the same thing as firing somebody who got pregnant? So this is just one of those words. I don't know what an employer should do. Luckily, I have a small office. And when people become pregnant, we just don't let them shoot x-rays so it doesn't damage a fetus, and we just give them other jobs. But I couldn't imagine if I was hiring models or dancers. I don't know. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.